gaggle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us. We're live. Good God.
Yes, another week has passed.
All this pre-recorded stuff, listening all my... You thought I was going someplace else with that, didn't you?
Yeah.
No, you did. These are special times, my friend.
Well, I'm like, oh, gosh, first thing in the morning?
So here we are.
Yes.
This is our first real, honest-to-goodness, full, in-depth coronavirus episode.
You said that last week.
No, I know. But this is the first full one where we are also untethered from a producer.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
So it's just you and me, kid.
Yeah.
That's scary. That's frightening. How was your week?
It was interesting.
In confinement.
Yeah, it's driving me nuts. But, you know,
no, seriously,
we have to stop this thing so we can get back out and about, right?
Seriously, though, all kidding aside, I mean, we all would like it to be over. No kidding. But I wonder how many people listening out there. First of all, thanks for joining us this morning. These are uncharted waters that we're navigating these days.
And, yes.
It's a pleasure to be able to be talking to you live on the Fan 590. Absolute pleasure. And what I meant by, woof, finally live, is everything's pre-recorded prior to 8 o'clock in this marketplace, and it's all coming out of the U.S. Uh-huh. For some bizarre reason, not only can we not manufacture our own N95 equipment and masks and stuff, but we apparently can't pre-record radio programs in Canada. Weird, eh? I don't know what that's all about.
Hmm.
But anyways, so here we are alive, untethered. Stephen and I, him and I have actually produce this show now. We are the ones who put this show together. So we got nobody to blame anymore.
Well, Sarah helped us as well.
Well,
she's a big help.
Yeah. But we got nobody else to blame now. So this is the first one of those.
Yeah.
Be cool. I'm looking forward to it. Before we go anywhere else, there's just so much stuff to talk about. First of all, you know, we said right at the beginning of this thing, we will continue broadcasting for as long as we can. We are, you know, obviously, it's a lot more difficult bringing this program to you under these conditions, but we are, just like everybody else is doing live radio and entertaining the troops, as it were. We will continue to do so until such time that we no longer can, and hopefully that time will not come and we will be out of this mess and on to bigger, better things. But we also said at the beginning of this journey that we were going to try and melt the outdoors and this pandemic, and sort of bring you a little bit of both each week. We're not going to talk about one or the other over the other, but we are going to try and melt the two. So we're going to endeavor to do that this week. A couple of our guests are going to be fishing and outdoor related. A couple are going to be coronavirus related, and hopefully the two will meet somewhere in the midst of it all. I don't want to be forgetting the fact that we still have the Mercury 2.5. It's the only bright spot, it seems, right now, is the fact that you can go to fishingcanada.com and get free goods. And not only can you get free goods, but you can get even more free goods starting on the 15th of this month in a couple of weeks, because we're adding another grand prize to the kitty. Right now, you can get a 2.5 Mercury outboard motor.
Mm-hmm.
Free of charge. All you have to do is go there, fishingcanada.com, go to the contest section, fill in the ballot, answer the skill testing question. If you don't know the answer, of course, it is there somewhere. All you do is push the hint button, and the hint button.
Close.
I'm having a difficult time with my mouth this morning.
Yeah. Seems last
week. Well, it's been at home. It's been convalescing.
You haven't been talking a lot.
Isolated. It's been isolated. Exactly. I don't get a chance to talk to people. Where was I? Oh, and yeah, and you just fill it out and you drop it in the ballot box and boof, off you go. Off you go about your business.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting the virus. And then 24 hours later, you go back and you do it all over again. And I'll tell you why that's important, because we just crowned our latest winner. His name is Marshall Lenentine. Marshall Lenentine from Woodstock, New Brunswick, is the latest proud owner of a Mercury four-stroke outboard motor. And he, now this is interesting. So the contest was, this particular one was 30 days long.
Mm-hmm.
And Marshall won with 41 entries.
Very cool.
So he came back more than just once a day. Once, see, he would have probably had entries in from the previous draw, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the way it works. I'm just doing
yeah,
math.
Once a day, I'm like, excuse me.
Hold on, I'm trying to do the math here. I'm trying to count. I can't count, but I can sure add.
Especially in the morning.
I added pretty quick there, didn't I?
Yeah.
Anyways, so he had 41 entries in the box.
Mm-hmm.
Which just really emphasizes what we've been saying all along. The more ballots in the box, the better your chances of winning. And Marshall Lenentine from Woodstock, New Brunswick, now believes us. So go to fishcad.com, fill in the ballot, and you too can be a winner. Right there.
Very cool.
That's right. Every 24 hours. Okay. Okie dokie. I said that we are going to talk about all good things, outdoors and current news. Keeping with the current news section for just a moment, what do you think of this story? This I don't even know what to think of this yet. But the WWE, mm-hmm. you know what that is?
The World of Wrestling. I don't say found network. I don't know. I don't play it. Like WWE is not network, but I don't watch it or anything like that.
WWE, World Wrestling and Entertainment.
There we go, entertainment. I know the F was like something else.
Used to be Federation, but they got busted by WWF, which is a World Wildlife Federation.
Yes, I remember that.
And they said they couldn't use that acronym anymore. So Vince McMahon, wow, I know a lot more about this than I should, don't I?
You must love that show.
So anyways, they announced they're going ahead with this weekend's big show.
Audience and all?
No audience.
Oh, okay.
They're going to go ahead live, pay-per-view, well, whatever. Well, live, whatever WWE and live have to do with each other. But regardless, they're going to put on the big show, WrestleMania, I guess it's called. And they're going with it.
Hmm.
What do you think of that?
Whatever floats your boat.
Nothing well, it's else, not a nothing, question of floating your boat. Aren't you pissed off?
Well, nothing else to watch on TV. Why not just watch someone fake wrestle?
Well, that's not the point.
I know.
The point is that they're doing it like in these times where everything else is
it's a good marketing
shut down.
Thing for them.
I can't watch my Leafs play.
That's true. Yeah.
I can't watch basketball. I can't watch NASCAR. I can't watch any of the stuff I want to do. But WWE audiences can now tune in tonight to this big extravaganza being produced live in Orlando. What do you think of that? That's my question to you.
I'm just saying whatever floats your boat. It's interesting that they're going to get together and they're going to get all close and cough with each other. But
what do you mean they're not going to?
They're going to get close and get cough and then cough each other.
Touch each other.
That's what I said.
They're going to sweat on each other.
Exactly. Exactly. But hey, it's the company that wants to run it. I'll watch it because there's nothing else on TV.
See, you can see there you go. So you're gonna watch.
it's smart marketing tool for them.
Dana White apparently, UFC is also doing the same in a couple of weeks. Their big event's coming up, and they're saying they're gonna go ahead.
Hmm.
Weird, eh?
Good place to make money.
That's weird. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that yet. I guess I'll let you know next week after I watch the
event. Well, after you watch it.
Tonight, because you know the whole world's going to tune in. I mean,
well, there's nothing else to watch on TV.
Yeah.
So,
anyways,
why not?
Yeah. So my question's going to be later on in the program. We broached the subject on fishingcanada.com early this week or late last week, one of the two. Where we asked because we're on the cusp of the fishing season finally
yes.
opening up after these dark months that we've all been dragged through, the anticipation of fishing season is upon us, and And who isn't looking forward to that? I mean, anybody that's looking forward to WWE events, they're looking forward to fishing, aren't they?
Well, I'm looking forward to fishing.
Well, there you go. Well, has anybody given any thought to what would happen if that wasn't possible?
We're going fishing?
That's right.
I would go on my app and fake fish for a while to get my fix.
No, no, no. Now, let's be serious for a moment. The province of Nova Scotia announced that it is delaying the opening of fishing season in that province.
Ooh.
New Brunswick has followed suit. The state of Washington has closed all fishing activities.
That's interesting.
And I only throw that up, and I don't want to piss anybody off more than we already are, to be very frank with you. But we did write an article on fishingcanada.com, as I said. And it was designed to sort of get your mind rolling. What if?
Mm-hmm.
What if, right? So the problem is going to be that there's going to be people who fish who are going to be affected by it in a negative manner, and they're going to be up in arms. But there's going to be people who don't fish and say, yeah, so what's the big deal? Like, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Hello? What's up with fishing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's going to be, if it happens. And on a personal note, I think it probably should
be shut down.
I think there should be a temporary suspension. Hey, listen, you know, no, I'm going to get myself in all kinds of hot water on this because I'm supposed to be on the other side of this fence, but I'm all about safety. I'm all about responsibility. I'm all about helping the cause, and I'm all about letting my own personal issues get in the way of what's right and what's wrong. And really, you know, as much as I hate to say this, you know, fishing is a very personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. I love it, especially trout opening. I mean, it is, in some people's minds, it is the most important day of the year, next to Christmas. And if that gets taken away, that's, whew, man, it's craziness. It's insanity. But
you're out in public, though. You're going to have to go get the baits.
Well,
you're going to have to drive and get gas.
And that's the problem. So what we're going to do today is something a little different. We got a whole bevy of guests here we'll talk about in a moment. But Stephen and I talked last night, and one of the byproducts of this mess that we're in, and by the way, hats off to the fan and the folks at the fan for even still pushing to have live entertainment on their network and their station. But of course, you know, one of the problems with that is you have to no human contact with each other. So that means engineers and technicians and on-air personalities, none of them can mingle. And one of the problems with that, of course, in our particular case, is that we don't have enough bodies on hand right now to take phone calls.
Yes.
So that means that, you know, what I wanted to do is open the phone lines up in these weeks, next few weeks, and talk to folks who are hunkered down out there and give them a chance to speak out and tell us what they're doing and what they're looking forward to and what they're not looking forward to and how they're coping and what the problems are and how they can solve things, you know. But we can't do that. So what we've decided to do instead is to try and communicate with all of you out there via a chat box on fishingcanada.com. So if you go to fishingcanada.com, you'll see that we've added a chat button at the very top of the page, the home page, that red ribbon that goes across the top with all the various places where you can visit fishingcanada.com. And you'll see a chat button right at the very end of the ribbon. Push that, and it'll take you to a chat box. And that's going to be playing live here throughout the whole two-hour program. And I want you to jump in. I want you to say, hey, what are you doing? You know? How come you're talking about that? You need to be talking about this. Or give me some input. Let us know how you're doing. How are you coping with this thing? I know a lot of guys, a lot of my buddies that are into fishing have spent way too many hours in their shop, in their garage, over the last couple of weeks preparing all of their equipment, which is something that's very cool to do. Gord Pizer wrote a great article in Outdoor Canada magazine on their digital site about tying knots, and so he wrote a whole thing about tying knots, and he's telling people, go out in the backyard, grab a rope, go out in the backyard and practice tying all these crazy knots so that come, you know, summertime, fishing time, you'll be an expert. So there's all kinds of things that we can do as outdoors people, even if we can't participate in the outdoors. There's all kinds of things that we can do that will get us through these dark times, and probably we'll enjoy doing it at the same time. So go to chat, fishingcanada.com, chat, tell us what's up.
We can also text us, too, if you're driving and stuff like that. It's Sportsnet, it's 590-590, so if you text us there, Derek will send us an email message, and we'll read it out on air, and be good to go.
And so because you'll be checking all this, you're going to be informing me throughout the program as to who's doing what to who, right?
Yeah.
Hey, tell
I'll try my best.
I got an idea. I don't know whether we can do this or not, but it might be kind of fun, too. I don't know whether we'll get at it right away, but listen, here's food for thought. Why don't we give us ideas of who you would like to hear on the program, either on this program or future programs.
That's true, yeah.
You know, jot down names, topics that you'd like to touch. And let us know. So, there's a lot of things that we can do. We can work together. That's the key.
Exactly.
We can work together. Guest today will be Dave McLaughlin. Yeah, McLaughlin. McLaughlin. Oh, it just looked weird. Look at it. He is the executive director of Tourism Northern Ontario, based out of Sault Ste. Marie. Of course, for those of you regular listeners to the program, you also know that David owns one of the legendary operations in this country as far as fly-in fishing adventures, Lodge 88 in Esnagi, on Esnagi Lake. But David is the executive director of Tourism Northern Ontario, and I wanted him on the program today because a lot of us forget, especially those of us that live in urban areas, we forget that there's a whole other part of this province, this country, that is affected way beyond what we can even comprehend by this this virus. And Dave is a good guy to bring on the program to talk to us about that. Brian Pollock, owner of Dive Source, will join us later on in the program. He wants to talk to us about, you know, a great idea, something you can do in your downtime, of which we all have a lot of downtime right now, and that is e-learning to scuba dive at home during the COVID-19 lockdown. He'll talk to us about that. Our meatmonger, Sean Kelly. He'll be back for a second week in a row, and he's going to talk to us about food preparation and what is probably going on behind the scenes for anybody that's in the food preparation industry and how that that is coming along. A lot of ground to cover, my friends, so we'll be right back after this. Don't you dare go away.